Simon, at 2-0 down, your team came to life. How would you kind of assess the game?
Well, when you go into any game, you know in this division it's going to be a test because you're playing against some good players. But for 44 minutes, we were far more comfortable than anybody would imagine. So they never had a shot on target. The quietest I've known Hillsborough since I've sort of been a player and as a manager. We stifled everything that they were doing and we were comfortable. Overturned the possession a little bit too often, give it away a bit cheaply. But then we shoot ourselves in the foot. Make a poor judgment for the first goal. 10 minutes after half time, you suddenly find yourselves 2-0 down. The whole place sort of is really rocking. But we galvanised ourselves. We showed a lot of character, and really we should have got some out of the game because that last 30 minutes or so, we totally the dominant team. It looked like we'd got them. We just couldn't obviously force things over the line. And difference is, you can find margins, you've got to take your chances, but you can't gift opposition the chances that we've done today with the three goals, which were all avoidable because we made poor mistakes.
I suppose the third, you can almost take it out of the equation with the team pushing forward, but the first two you conceded, how disappointed are you?
No, definitely. Look, we were rocked with the injury to Paddy, but also then Callum lets one bounce, and it was the only mistake that he made all game. I thought Callum was terrific, but we should have cleared it. We should have made sure that we didn't give ourselves the opportunity to concede, and then again should have probably cleared it and put it out of play instead of probably trying to keep it in play. And that's the fine margins are the things that you have to make sure that you don't do to gift opposition goals. I don't like conceding any goals, but if an opposition work hard with some clever player or put one in the top corner, then you can live with that. But when we gift the opposition and give ourselves a mountain to climb, it makes it very difficult at any level of football, never mind the Championship.
Just on Paddy, how is he?
Yeah, he's on crutches. Obviously, we're delighted to have signed him in the first place because the injury situation, he had Hunt dropped out of training on Thursday, barely suspended. Callum Woods pulled out of training yesterday and was 50-50 overnight. He did well to go through the game, so we were really down to the bare bones. Obviously, we signed Paddy Friday morning, which we kept quiet, and thought we got an experienced centre-half who's going to really pass on his experience to all the players and help us out. And dressing room, you could hear his experience talking to players, but unfortunately, he's hurt his knee. Too early to assess what he's done already, but obviously, it was a huge blow, and we probably felt sorry for ourselves that we're thinking, oh, another injury, have to reshuffle Callum going to centre-half and Chris Humphreys to right-back, and obviously, things like that can affect you.
Are you left encouraged, though, with the way that the team ended that last half an hour?
Oh, definitely. Said to them at half-time, we've been comfortable. We now got to make sure that we still don't feel sorry for ourselves and we go out and get your chest out and make sure that we have a good go at it. And we did second half. We had them on the back foot. There was only one team that we're going to at least equalise and, if anything, go and win the game. And we had two great opportunities with Doyle and Hugel headers. Reach had a shot off the line and other things bouncing around there. And yeah, we had nothing to lose. And then we concede the third one, which we should in a way deal with that one better because, not no disrespect for Jordan, he's not 6'5" and he's not really going to go and head something in. He might as well send Callum up and he just stays on the edge of the box. But we've been the downfall of our own goals, our defeat here today with the gifts that we've given Sheffield Wednesday because they didn't have to work hard enough to win the match.
How pleased were you with the impact that Hugel and Doyle made when they came off the bench for you?
Yeah, definitely. What they did was they ran around, they give us an impetus, they ran the channels, the held balls up, they got things on the end of things, and you know what you're going to get from both of them. I'm slightly disappointed with the first of Stevie and Will. I didn't think they sort of affected the game as much, and that's why we made the decision to take them both off to bring Owen and Jordan on. So it's plenty of thoughts for the next game now.
If you start the game rather as you kind of ended it, could it have been a lot different, this outcome today?
Well, you come to Hillsborough against a team that have done well the last few games and got some good players, spent a lot of money, and really the first half, if we'd gone in 0-0, was probably the perfect away performance. We'd limited them to no opportunities. The crowd was quiet and we'd have settled for that. But we give them a lift with a goal and then shoot ourselves in the foot with the second one. So, yeah, we'd like to do it for 90 minutes, but you've got to obviously you're dictated by the opposition at times, but really they didn't do anything to really justify that game, winning the game 3-1 today.
Just finally from me, are you having to kind of guard against a little bit of confidence in that dressing room? It's no wins in seven now. I know it's early on.
Yeah, look, it's early. Obviously, defeats affect players, but I think they're an honest bunch, and we've always said it's going to be a hard season, but if we believe in what we've done, and again, every game that we've been involved in, we've certainly had a go. We have to probably do it for 90 minutes and eradicate any mistakes that we're making. And obviously, when chances come along, we have to take them as well to give ourselves an opportunity to go and win matches. But plenty of confidence and plenty of positives from the second half performance. Even the first half, comfortable with it. So, yeah, we've lost a few games and not won, but we'll give ourselves a fighting chance. It's still early on in the season.